nor Mr. Deputy Speaker, will we take advice on tax evasion and avoidance from those who in office were the friends of the avoiders and the evaders. When we came to office, City bankers boasted of paying lower tax rates than their cleaners. The rich routinely avoided stamp duty and foreigners paid no capital gains tax. We have changed all that, and it was this Prime Minister who put tackling international tax evasion at the top of the agenda of the G8. We will now legislate for the new common reporting standard we've got agreed around the world. Our new diverted profits tax is aimed at large multinationals who artificially shift their profits offshore. I can confirm that we will legislate for it next week and bring it into effect at the start of next month. I am also today amending corporation tax rules to prevent contrived loss arrangements and will no longer allow businesses to take account of foreign branches when reclaiming VAT on overheads, making the system simpler and fairer. We will close loopholes to make sure entrepreneurs' relief is only available to those selling genuine stakes in businesses. We will issue more accelerated payments notices to those who hold out from paying the tax that is owed. And we will stop employment intermediaries exploiting the tax system to reduce their own costs by clamping down on the agencies and umbrella companies who abuse tax reliefs on travel and subsistence, while we will protect those genuinely self-employed.